Our first guest speaker tonight is well known to everyone in the room. He's a longtime supporter of St. Mary's University, and he's personally witnessed the unprecedented growth, construction, and revitalization of the St. Mary's campus during Dr. Dodd's era as president.
And that growth certainly has been welcome economic news for both the city of Halifax and our province of Nova Scotia. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome tonight to the Honourable Stephen McNeill, Premier of Nova Scotia.
Thanks so much, everyone, for the warm welcome. I have said many times, one of the greatest great assets that we have as a province is our post-secondary institutions. Not only are they great institutions to provide education for our children, but great immigration tools. And I've also said that the men and women who lead them have all oftentimes been overlooked. And I can tell you that is could be said about Colin, because he quietly and humbly moves about doing the work and enhancing this institution over the last 15 years. And at every time, in my short time being Premier, when I had an opportunity to call upon him, he's responded in such a positive way. I could sit here and tell you about the seven major capital campaigns that Colin had embarked on in his 15 years, but I'm sure you know about them because he's probably asked you for money. I can tell you about the fact that in 1980, I don't believe St. Mary's University was the multicultural facility it is today, but I would also dare say to you that neither were any of the other institutions that are in this province, and it's been Colin's foresight not only to transform St. Mary's University, but that foresight has caused his competition in Nova Scotia to do the same thing, and we are so much richer for Colin's vision and the fact that his sister institutions have supported and began to build on that. So Colin, let me say thank you for that. And let me say thank you for responding to the call to help become part of the Premier's Advisory Council on Immigration with Wadia Ferris. Wadia is looking at the national program, and Colin has responded to look after the international program for us. And we are already beginning to see such positive results here in Nova Scotia. But what I really want to tell you is the difference that Colin is making here and has made here in Nova Scotia. You see, there's this Nova Scotia family, one part of our province, boy and a girl. They have names, but their parents affectionately call them the boy and the girl, struggling along, doing the best they can in the community they live in. Their kids are doing fine in school, being part of the social fabric of the neighborhood and of that particular school. Lo and behold, the girl who's the oldest begins to embark on what her future looks like. And of course, she looks at the great institutions we have in this province. She's a good student. All encouraging her to attend, and she made her choice. Well, that transition was not at St. Mary's. It was one of those sister institutions. But like so many young people, that transition wasn't an easy one. It was a bump in the road. And she had to acknowledge the challenges she faced. And she knew what many people would say, just like those kids who quit and leave early, couldn't hack it, leaving your small town. But she made the choice what was right for her and her health and for her future. She left, began to work, one of the Sobeys stores. And a few months later, she received an email. And she received an email from Colin Dodds. And Colin had said, "I hear your transition to university was a little rough, but I want to make an offer to you that if you decide that you want to go back, I'll make arrangements for a student at St. Mary's to show you our campus and get a chance to decide whether you want to come back to post-secondary education." Well, that young lady called her parents. First of all, we were stunned that a university president would have kept track of the fact that their daughter had applied to St. Mary's and been entered. But we were also stunned by the fact that that president would reach out personally to touch that child. And let me tell you, it was transformational for that child and for that family. Well, that Nova Scotia family happens to be mine. And I'm proud to say that our daughter has graduated from St. Mary's University and another institution in this province of higher learning, and I'm sure I'll end up paying more tuition somewhere into the future. But oftentimes we look at the physical structures of our campus, we look at the visual things that we can see, and oftentimes the most important things that happen are not visual or not seen by many of us. Well, Dr. Dodds, let me tell you, you transformed our daughter's life. we as a family, Henry and I, are extremely grateful that not only did you educate our daughter, but you gave her groove back, and our daughter now is the same child who left high school now, who is now working in the city. Carol, I want to thank you. Carol, I want to thank you as well for your commitment. No matter what the profession, no matter what the job is, it's a family journey. All of the challenges at St. Mary's, all the ups and all the downs are shared at the kitchen table in the family home. And I want to say thank you on behalf of all of us for sharing Colin with us as the president of St. Mary's University for 15 years and allowing him to continue to do the great work and put this province on the map. Congratulations on a well-deserved honor for both of you.
Thank you very much, Premier McNeil.